All eyes in the stands focused on a bright yellow Volkswagen parked in the center of the big top. Both doors opened simultaneously, allowing two clowns wearing towering top hats and oversized floppy shoes to step into the spotlight. Then two more characters in bright, outsized attire squeezed out. And then two more, and two more, and two more, like an out-of-control tube of toothpaste, until there were 12 clowns crowding around that little VW. If those weren't enough to dazzle the crowd, two more popped out. According to the internet, the actual record for clowns packed in an original Volkswagen is 17. The circus I attended only had 14. That feat generated a 5-minute round of applause and loud whistles that sent one little girl home wondering how 14 full-size humans packed themselves in that little itty-bitty car. I haven't been so amazed by such an accomplishment until a recent summer. Because of scorching heat, cattle and wildlife were desperate for shade, any shade, no matter how small. I marveled at how many large bovines and tiny calves could pack themselves under a little cedar tree in our east pasture. Several good-sized evergreens punctuate that plot, driving the herd to divide into smaller groups to ooze into every inch of cool shadow thrown by those young trees. The only things missing from the clown show I loved were floppy shoes and stovepipe hats. It wasn't only cattle seeking a cool place under a tree or next to a shed. When we drove through Wyoming in late June, it was extraordinarily warm. We saw antelope lining up single file to rest in the lone shadow cast by a power pole. Other practical pronghorns gathered near snow fences, maximizing those slender strips of shade. We passed by one sun-drenched homestead where a wobbly old barn cast a dark silhouette. A mule deer sporting a trophy rack crowded its massive body into anorexic dimness. He had to turn his head sideways to rest his antlers against the rickety building just to cool himself. I'm guessing he would gladly have traded that magnificent crown for something much smaller to achieve a more comfortable position. Back home, my chickens scratched out holes under the skinniest of branches. Because these birds needed to let a breeze pass, they struggled to stay in their dim hideouts. I watched them tuck themselves into the tiniest forms possible while extending their wings to capture passing drafts. Also, in search of shade, a juvenile squirrel braved proximity to our house and dogs so he could flatten his body into mud beneath the birdbath. I'd watch the little guy panting in that tiny ribbon of relief and want to invite him into our air-conditioned house. The dilemma was, if I invited him, I'd have to invite those panting cows and miserable deer. Then the question would become, how many critters fit into my house? I didn't want to find out. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.